Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. In today, Don Yeager back from assignment in Missouri recently and filling in for Bill Bartee, the most younger version of Bill Bartee himself, Christopher Loyne.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Author, philanthropist, and what else shall we call you?
Oh, jack of all trades, master of a few, I hope. Master of a few, Don.
There you go. That's right. Frustrated designer.
Frustrated designer.
Collector of woodwork. Photographer of signs.
Collector of old Charlotte stuff.
That's right. And for those of you who don't know, we've talked to Christopher and about Christopher many times on the Carolina Outdoors, and he's filled in here before. He is the author of Signs of the Times. Tell us about that, and we'll move on.
Hey, well, first of all, it is a great little book, 160 pages in length, all about the Charlotte landmarks, the Charlotte history, seen through the old signs. So whether that's a neon sign or a bright colored neon, painted sign, it's a very colorful history and one that you don't really think about when riding through Charlotte.
Well, and I've been here for 27 years, and it's remarkable how many of those businesses and signs have come and gone. And one of the really neat things, I think, is you photographed them not only in the daytime, in the daylight, mm-hmm. but also at night, the ones that light up, and makes for a very colorful book, that's for sure.
Well, thank you. Yep, some flash and some are just pretty being still.
That's right, and it's a great gift item. That's a wonderful thing about it. We went through untold numbers of those at Christmas time at Jesse Brown's, the second floor outdoor store, as Bill Bartee says, with free elevator rides to the mezzanine level of beautiful Sharon Corners Shopping Center right across the street from South Park. But a great thing. Now, that project was what, the 3 or 4 year project for you?
A little bit longer.
Who's counting?
7 years. 7 years. Started in high school in 2010.
Like I said, the much younger version of Bill Bartee. So what's the next project for Christopher Loyne? You've got so many interests. I'm always enjoying when you work at Jesse Brown's because we talk about some of the darndest things, as they say. As Art Linkletter used to say, kids say the darndest things. But you really have a wide variety of interests, especially for someone of your age. What projects on the horizon?
There is always something up my sleeve, and I have a notebook at home just filled with ideas ready to do something with and work on. But, you know, right now I'd like to find a good old log cabin somewhere that needs rescuing and maybe bring it home to my house, see if my parents need a little tool shed out back.
You've been watching Salvage Dogs, I can tell.
Maybe. Or American Pickers, or both.
Yeah, or what's the other? Log Cabin Builders.
Oh,
that's
yes,
the one.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Dissemble log cabins and rebuild them. So it's interesting. You are attracted to anything old, it seems like.
I think so. Anything old, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to take you to Missouri and turn you loose because everything's old out there.
Would I go wild out there? Want to bring it all home with me, North Carolina.
Maybe not. it's old and, for the most part, rotted.
Oh.
So I think you're about 40 years late on most of the salvage in Missouri right now, but I'm sure there's some things out there that you would find interesting, that's for sure.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
I think instead of a log cabin, you should concentrate on a tobacco barn.
Ooh.
Something uniquely North Carolina and Virginia.
And those are pretty, they're small. It's a small footprint, but it's a pretty tall structure.
That's right. More story and a half, 2 stories tall. Many times the center of those was a log structure, and then they built all the sides off of them for drying tobacco and so forth. So that's certainly something uniquely North Carolina and the Piedmont region, that's for sure. Well, I've been gone for a few days. I flew out to Missouri on, last Saturday, came back on Wednesday. My mother's in poor health out there, and thank you for everybody who's contacted me about that. But while there, got to enjoy our family farm and stay in the old farmhouse, which was my great-grandfather's.
Wow.
So that in itself could be found interesting to you, that's for sure. But what did I miss while I was gone?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that happened, or a couple things the weather. You know, here we are. It's supposedly springtime. I think this week had the first day of spring, and we had a hailstorm the other night. Hail. Marble-sized hail.
I didn't even hear about that one. My wife must have missed it, or perhaps it didn't hail on my farm.
Wow. But, well, we were actually at the store and saw it raining outside, heard it on the roof above us, and went out to rescue the mannequins from their wet perch on the porch. And lo and behold, there is ice scattered all around that veranda.
Any damage to cars or anything?
Not that I could see. Maybe a person here and there. I don't know. Oh. Probably would have hurt someone, but not to any cars.
I think of a certain store owner that drives a Maserati, and I wonder what he was throwing over the top of it. Sergio.
Yes. Well, that was quite wild. The hail came, and then the rain came hard, and then it kind of cleared up a little bit, and the next day was a little bit warm. So we are going in between cold weather and warm weather, and sooner or later, I hope we end up on the warmer side of things.
Well, we're going to talk about the weather a little later on with Bush and Vine and talk about what this is doing to our peach crop. I know what it's done to mine. Wiped it out for the third year in a row.
No.
I'm going to have to buy blankets for my peach trees, I do believe, because for 3 years now, no peaches.
Mm. Wow. But
those guys that do it commercially have smudge pots and heaters and things to take care of theirs, and I'm going to have to get a little more information from Bush and Vine about what I should be doing that I'm not doing, because I'm not getting any peaches. So off we go with the weather on that, and, you know, same old story on the weather. Everybody talks about it, and nobody does anything about it. And, you know, it's holding our fishing back a little bit. The cold nights have kept that water temperature low. Water levels are very good, and, you know, it's time we should be trout fishing, and we're just doing the best we can around the edges with this cooler water. And don't get me wrong, fishing's okay, but it could certainly be better with a few more warm days. And I'm sure they're just around the corner from us. That's for sure. And later on, we're also going to talk about my trip to Missouri and one of my favorite sports, hunting shed antlers. It's what I call catch and release hunting. You know, you don't have to kill the animal. You get the trophy part, the antlers off of the bucks that have been dropped off this time of year. And it's a good way to get out and spend some time in the woods and really just enjoy yourself. And it's also a great way to scout for turkey season, which is right around the corner.
Yes.
So one of our favorite dinner guests, Mr. Wild Turkey. So we're coming into that, and as a matter of fact, it's open in South Carolina now, soon to be open in North Carolina, and then a little later on out in the Midwest and Missouri and so forth. So lots of things coming up on the horizon as far as outdoor activities. It's a great time to get out there and start enjoying the greenways and things. And speaking of the greenways, that's a way to do a little urban shed antler hunting.
Yes.
Because those greenways many times follow the creeks and so forth, and those are natural paths for deer and all the other critters. The other interesting thing is I keep trail cameras out in Missouri after deer season, and it's always interesting to see the things that you get on trail cameras that are not deer. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on as well. And, you know, just the irony of pictures taken randomly in the wild, which is something you'll be intrigued with, I'm sure, being a photographer. But when you put a camera out there and leave it, it's interesting what can happen along the way, including being eaten up by squirrels. So
might be a little scary to see what walks by and you don't know that that's what happens.
Sasquatch
tonight.
And all those kind of things,
oh,
that's
yeah.
for sure. You
yeah.
just never know about those things.
Yeah.
But spring's around the corner. Hang in there. We're going to find it one of these days here in the Carolina outdoors. Surely it'll be here by Easter, which, oddly enough, is on April Fool's Day this year.
Are you sure, or are you just fooling me?
I think it is. April Fool.
April Fools.
Right, right. You missed it again. No Easter eggs for you. All right, well, we're going to take a short break and come back with our guest from Bush and Vine and talk about the weather, the produce, and all the good things to eat that are coming up for the spring here in the Carolinas. We'll be back shortly on the Carolina Outdoors.